CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, welcoming Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, Gatestone Newsweek in the Hill. And we turn immediately to Bill Gertz, the national security correspondent for the Washington Times, most recently the author of Deceiving the Sky, Inside Communist China's Drive for Global Supremacy. The story at hand, however, involves China, but it also involves the Trump administration and the current chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley. I read from the Washington Post report of these events. General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, was acting constitutionally and within his established responsibilities when he privately conferred with his Chinese military counterpart to avert armed conflict with the United States late in the Trump administration, says a spokesman for the Joint Chiefs of Staff. It was a written statement, and Colonel Dave Butler said General Milley, quote, continues to act and advise within his authority in the lawful tradition of civilian control of the military and his oath to the Constitution. The Washington Post story also says that these were secret calls from Milley, according to a new book by Washington Post associate editor Bob Woodward and national political reporter Robert Costa. Bill, a very good evening to you. I read that carefully because the word secret appears and the word privately and conferred. To your understanding right now, what do we need to know about these events? Because Washington is in a tumult over this reporting. Good evening to you, Bill.
Hi, good evening. Good to be on the show, John. This is truly an astounding turn of events to see that the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff conducted private back-channel calls to his Chinese military counterpart in informing him that the United States would not attack, and not only that, would warn the Chinese of an attack. This is truly astounding. I have spoken with former Trump administration officials who said it's completely false that this was coordinated with the interagency. The president, his national security advisor, Robert O'Brien, his secretary of state, Mike Pompeo, were not informed of this, knew nothing about these calls until this news report took place this week. If this is the case, I think there's a, at the very least, there's a case for charging General Milley with insubordination. I don't know about treason, because the idea of informing somebody you're going to attack in advance that you're going to attack them is certainly up there with that type of a crime.
I want to check here, Bill, because Colonel Butler says in a written statement, all calls from the chairman of his counterparts, including those reported, are staffed, coordinated, and communicated with the Department of Defense and the interagency. From what I think I just heard you say, the interagency was not informed. Is that correct?
That is correct. And the interagency, again, is the White House National Security Council, which is representing the president on this matter. The interagency includes the State Department. It could include the intelligence community. It could include the Justice Department, the Treasury Department, all those various agencies. So clearly the Pentagon was freelancing here. And this is, again, this is something that should never happen in a democratic state.
The calls took place in October and January during the Trump administration's administration. Gordon, you have a question for Bill.
Bill, because President Trump was not informed, and because he's the commander in chief, and because these calls were meant to undercut his authority, isn't this a constitutional crisis?
Well, it certainly raises the question of whether or not General Milley was acting in his legal capacity. He is the top military advisor to the president. He's in the chain of command. As such, he is notified when the president orders military operations. And again, for him to be out there contacting the Chinese military, telling him things that should never have been told. Apparently, the story is that the Chinese had intelligence that the U.S. was going to attack. I've been informed that there was no such intelligence, that there were no intelligence reports that the president saw, President Trump at the time, that indicated the Chinese believed that there was going to be an attack. The only concerns in intelligence channels was that there were concerns that China might attack Taiwan, which again is a growing concern. But this idea that they there were signs that that the Chinese believed the U.S. was going to attack sounds to me like a classic Chinese disinformation operation, a strategic disinformation operation. And it was highly successful if they got the chairman of the Joint Chiefs to tell them that we weren't going to attack, and that outrageously, that if we were going to attack them, that we would notify them in advance. This is something the Pentagon never does. They constantly say that all operational security requires never discussing plans for future military operations.
Bill, let me just underline a point here, and that is there were no objective indications that the Chinese believed that there was an attack. First of all, there were no unusual troop movements. There were no unusual civilian preparations. And perhaps most importantly, there was no propaganda change in tone, which would be something the Chinese would do. They would signal this if they felt there was an attack. You put those three things together, and it indicates, as you say, that either the Chinese played General Milley or General Milley is not telling the truth.
Well, I think they should release the transcript now that the general has talked about this. I think that we've got to get to the bottom of this, and one way to do that would be to release the formal transcript of the conversations. There were two conversations. One was October 30th, and the other was January 7th. So I think that this is, as you say, it's pretty close to a constitutional crisis, but I don't see General Milley surviving this scandal very long. I think there's going to be an outcry on Capitol Hill among both Republicans and Democrats for these types of action.
Bill, I have read that Mark Esper, then Secretary of Defense, was involved at some point in these consultations or these phone calls. He is executive branch. He is civilian control. Is that a possible explanation for what that word interagency means?
No, that would not. The interagency refers to all the agencies. Military is under or works closely with the Department of Defense. I mean, that would be a stretch to say that by notifying the Pentagon or that the Pentagon was aware of this, that this was somehow alerting the interagency. Then that raises the question of what was then Defense Secretary Mark Esper doing in not informing the rest of the U.S. government about this.
And there will be an electronic record of this, correct? And General Milley would have known this. I mean, that's why I puzzle over this privately conferred. Good heavens. We've got eyes everywhere.
Yeah. And, of course, the Chinese have a transcript of it as well. And, of course, they could utilize that as well for their propaganda purposes.
Gordon?
Bill, it seems to me that whatever the transpired, this reinforced the notion in the Chinese leadership that the U.S. is in political disarray. And that in turn would embolden them to take more aggressive actions with regard to Taiwan or whatever. It seems to me that General Milley's conversation has put the security of the U.S. at risk and made the world more dangerous. Your thoughts?
I agree. I think it's an unconscionable action on the part of General Milley. First of all, to operate on intelligence that was not notified to the president, that's first of all. If the Chinese believed that the U.S. was going to attack them, it's absolutely essential that the first person to be notified of that would be the president of the United States. And of course, that wasn't done. So that raises questions. Was there intelligence within the intelligence community that was withheld from the president? Why was it withheld? And then, of course, to take action on something that is very questionable. Former President Trump has already come out and said he had no intention of attacking China. And of course, So this is really raising so many different questions that we urgently need to get to the bottom.
Bill Gertz is the author of Deceiving the Sky, Deceiving the Sky, Inside Communist China's Drive for Global Supremacy. He's the national security correspondent at the Washington Times. Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, Gatestone Newsweek and The Hill. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.